Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down the Saturday night's wild card showdown with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think it's something that we all knew we could do, and we're proud of. We finished the season strong, but at the same time, we're about to go in the playoffs now. Nobody really cares about that anymore. It's a one-week life that we're living right now, so just focus on doing it against the Steelers this week.
Kyle, you were on the injury report yesterday. Is that something you've been dealing with, and is it anything that would inhibit you at all on Saturday?
Nah, I'll be all good.
When you're going against the Steelers, you know, I'm guessing there's a possibility they might use Justin Fields a little more. How much do you prepare for two quarterbacks heading into this game, or do you just focus in on Russell?
Yeah, I think our coach has done a good job this week, just kind of sprinkling in different personnel and having the right people for those looks. Scout team's been doing a great job, just giving us what we need. Whenever that may be, they've done a good job all year at preparing us, and no different this week. It's obviously something that you got a game plan for, because you know Justin is a threat when he comes in the game with his legs, and also can throw the ball too. Still a quarterback at the end of the day, so I think. Yeah, like you said, practicing that a little bit will help us if it does happen in the game.
Do you feel like your team is the hottest team going into the playoffs?
I don't know. I feel like that's more so for outsiders to kind of judge on. I really don't care what we did in the regular season at this point. You know, it's the playoffs now. Everybody has a 0-0 record. So, you know, whatever you did in the playoffs or whatever you did in the regular season doesn't matter anymore. We're all in the dance, and it's kind of like March Madness.
How do you feel about playing a team that you know so well in the playoffs? I mean, is there any real upside or downside to it?
I think it's upside. I think it's cool to go against a rival, arguably one of the better rivalries in the league, and on the biggest stage right now, you know, in the playoffs, winner go home, and just raises the stakes that much more. I'm sure both sides will be playing their hearts out, and both sides will be super sore after the game, just the nature of the game, but, you know, it's a blessing to go out there and be able to play in front of our fans against the Steelers. Couldn't really draw it up any better than that.
I mean, do you think the rivalry can?
Yeah, I think Nate is super, super talented. One of the more talented people that I think I've seen on a football field. Got good size, good hands. He's super fast, obviously. And I think just mentally he's grown a lot this year. Not even just football-wise, just coming in, communication, stuff like that. It's cool to see him kind of grow up, and I think his career is just on the right trajectory right now. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in top cornerback in the league talks in the next few years. I really think he's that talented, and he'll prove it.
You mentioned about how this is arguably one of the best rivalries. I mean, do you think the intensity, the hitting, could even be ratcheted up more because it's a playoff game?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I feel like those games are pretty physical as is. Maybe a few guys out there with bumps and bruises who might have not played in the regular season, you kind of just got to rub some dirt on it at this point. You know, it's win or go home, and definitely don't want to be on the back end of that statement. So everybody's going to go out there and do what they need to do, and it's going to be a fun game to watch.
You obviously have been in the playoffs plenty. Does this feel any different going into this postseason run?
What did you say, the first part?
Obviously, you've been in the playoffs multiple times now. Does this feel any different starting this playoff run?
Yeah, I mean, last year we had a bye. that was kind of nice. But obviously, we got to come out and win this first game and the game after that. But we're not really worried about the next week. We're worried about Saturday right now. And to answer your question, no, not really. Playoffs is playoffs. You kind of get in that mode once the season comes around. And, you know, it's not a surprise to us. It's where we see ourselves starting OTA. So we're blessed enough to be at the point now where we get the opportunity to go win a Super Bowl. And just got to go do it.
Thanks, y'all.
Appreciate y'all.